Well, as the weather starts to get nicer, folks start thinking about all those outdoor activities, and we've got some great places here in the area to enjoy the outdoors. We're going to talk about one of those here this morning. Josh Peach joins us. He's the park manager at Lake Anita State Park. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, not a problem.
I know it's been a little breezy out, and there's some cleanup work everywhere to do. Golf courses and all kinds of different places have to clean up some of the, a little bit of the mess left over from the winter season. But, boy, things jump back into action at Lake Anita State Park pretty quickly, don't they?
Oh, yeah, this time of the year, it just, I mean, yeah, it seems like it goes from winter one day to summer the next day. I mean, you get a few nice days, and campers are ready to go camping. The fishermen start coming out to the park, and it takes off really quick for us.
I know some folks look at Lake Anita and think, well, it's a busy time during the summer, but you're actually not shut down over the winter.
No, that's a very common misconception is our state park is actually open year-round, and camping is available year-round, too, so we do get a few wintertime campers. Most of them are ones traveling through. But, yeah, we're open year-round for pretty much all of our activities.
Are all of the amenities open in the winter?
We do shut down our shower buildings. They are not heated. But the campsites, we leave the electric water and sewer on for them. And, like I said, campers take advantage of them from us.
Is everything back up now?
Usually we won't get the shower buildings open here for another week or two. If it stays pretty nice, I hope to open them next week, but if we get another cold snap, it might push us back another week, but hopefully by mid-April we'll have it done.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Have you gotten a lot of calls? Are a lot of people getting online now? That's a great service, too, is the fact they can get online and do a lot of the reservations.
Yeah, actually, I just realized today reservations start on Tuesday, so we've got some reservations already for this weekend. I believe Memorial Day, most of our campsites are already taken for Memorial Day. And here very shortly, 4th of July weekend, will be opening up for reservations. So people can pretty much reserve a campsite from now until almost the 4th of July already.
How tough is the online reservation?
It's actually really easy to do. You can just go on there. If you got a favorite campsite that a person likes, they can pick the site they want, or if they really don't care, they're just whatever's left open. But yeah, it's the people that use it tend to really like it. I mean, it's nice to be able to, all right, we're going camping this weekend, not have to worry about having a campsite or something like that.
You bet. Well, I know folks look at that as being a place, it's a destination location. Folks will come from, you know, other counties, other states, other parts of the United States to get here to participate in some of the activities that are there offered at Lake Anita. But how much of your business actually comes from, say, within about, you know, 25, 30 miles?
Oh, probably, I'd say about 50% of it. About 75% of our campers are from Iowa. And like I said, a majority of them are local, but the other 25%, I mean, from we hit most states in the country each year, and then usually about half a dozen to a dozen foreign countries that will get camping out here each year, too.
Well, I know so many things factor into people's time off and what they want to do with that. You know, there's the cost of things like gasoline and what have you, but, you know, also whether you can get a substantial amount of time off. We're all busy in our workplaces these days, and sometimes just getting away for a couple of days or an extended weekend, and that's what makes a place like Lake Anita so attractive.
Oh, yeah, it's, we get, being right next to the interstate, we get a lot of just overnight campers from that, but yeah, we're starting to see more and more, like I said, more of an extended stay kind of a thing. And instead of just Friday night and Saturday night, they might be out here 3-4 days, up to a week or two even.
Absolutely. So what makes Lake Anita so popular?
I think part of it is our ease of access. I mean, we're right between Des Moines and Omaha, so I mean, if you got family that's spread apart that we're pretty easy to get to, we're right next to the interstate. And then we've got our campground is set up pretty nice. Everybody's got a view of the lake, and the fishing here is usually really good. So, I mean, we've got several things that work for us that bring people in and keep bringing them back.
Well, some of the work that's been done on the lake over the last number of years and some of the restocking efforts and things have really made the fishing quite attractive.
Yeah, the lake renovation that they did in 2003, I mean, it really helped our fish. I mean, we just exploded there for 4 or 5 years. I mean, probably one of the best fishing lakes in Iowa. And we slowed down a little bit from that, but I mean, it's still real easy to go out there and catch a mess of fish and to have real good success with, I mean, especially if you bring your kids and stuff, it's usually a fairly easy lake to get into some fish somewhere.
Is that what you see more often than not, are families camping out?
Yeah, I don't know if we're really special that way, but it just seems like most of our campers are family-oriented and stuff, and we don't run into some of the problems that you can get when you get outside that family dynamic. But yeah, most of our campers seem like they're going to be families, parents with kids and grandparents and stuff coming in too.
You bet. Josh, I know you've had some different activities throughout the year. Do you plan on doing some things? Do you have anything new this year that you're looking at?
I don't think we've got any real new activities scheduled right now. I mean, we've got our friends of Lake Anita. They kind of help us out here at the park, especially coming up with events and stuff like that. And I think this year we're just kind of working on the same programs we've had every year, trying to make them maybe a little bit better, adding some different things that go along with those, and just kind of focus on the stuff that people have been enjoying that we've provided.
And you touch on something that's pretty neat, too, because Lake Anita is a state park. I mean, I suppose the easy thing to do would be just to sit back and let the tax dollars take care of everything. But, you know, you've got a lot of folks who understand the importance of an attraction like that locally, not just in Anita, but in Cass County in this region. And folks are willing to step up and help any way they can to make sure that things keep moving forward.
Yeah, it seems like we've got so many people that see Lake Anita as their park, and that's what we want it to be. We want our local people to take ownership in this lake and to be proud of the opportunity that they've had to be here. And you can just see it in people that volunteer their time and even money at times to provide things to bring more people in. I mean, it's great for the local economy, bringing in people from especially out of state and stuff like that. And it just, yeah, it's, people really seem to take a lot of pride in Lake Anita.
Well, I know it's a real feeder for things like, you know, grocery stores and restaurants and things like that, and they all understand that.
Oh, yeah, we try to send as many people in town because, like I said, Anita is a great community, and, I mean, all the other, Atlantic and Adair, Messina and stuff like that, they all have something to offer, and we like to get people even coming around some of these county parks because they just... There's some unique things in here in Cass County that we hope people come to see, and hopefully will come back to see.
Absolutely. Josh, how long have you been at Lake Anita?
I've been here about 13 years now.
Oh, has it been that long already?
Yes, it has.
What's the best part for you of being there, especially being there long-term now, having an opportunity to build the relationships? Is that the best part of it?
I think that, yeah, I think it is. I mean, it takes a while to get kind of settled in, to get to know the people, but, I mean, now it's... People kind of know who I am around town and stuff like that, and the other communities, and just being able to work with different people on a lot of the different stuff we do. It just, yeah, it's the personal relationships are a big part of it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you talked about the Friends of Lake Anita. Do you get a lot of volunteer help out there at the park when it comes time to, well, like now, for example, I assume that after winter there are a lot of sticks and things to pick up and some different things that need to be spruced up a little bit. Do you get a lot of volunteer help to work with that?
We get, I wouldn't call it a lot, but we do get quite a bit. I've got a couple people coming in here this week that are going to help do a major litter pickup. I mean, obviously during the winter we try to keep it picked up and looking nice, but just kind of do a deep clean, make sure everything's really picked up and looking good. And like you said, sticks, get those out of the way because it sadly won't be long till we're mowing. A big one of our volunteers, things we do out here is our campground hosts. I've got a couple that just came in this past weekend that help us with the campground and make sure everything's working fine out there. And yeah, we rely on volunteers a lot more than we used to.
Well, you kind of have to do those types of things. And I guess it all goes back to it's a state park, but it's your park.
Yes. That's the big thing is people want to see improvements and stuff like that. And a lot of times it's stuff the state can't do. With our budget cuts that we've seen over previous years, that a lot of times we don't have the staff to do a lot of the stuff we want to do, and we just try to keep the park rolling, keep things going. But volunteers a lot of times allow us to do some extra stuff, and like the Friends group, they put in a basketball court for us here a couple years ago that has been hugely popular. So
excellent. Well, if you're going to do all that trash pickup, make sure you wait till these windy days are over. Otherwise, you might be doing it again.
Yes, we've seen that. If the dumpsters don't get shut in the campground, it's a constant picking up trash out of them.
Well, the nice thing about having a good fishing lake like that is, too, is you can do it year-round, and I'm sure it didn't slow down a whole lot during the winter months.
No, it's surprising the number of people that we have come out in the winter. I mean, they come out, people love to watch wildlife and stuff like that, and they come out and see all the geese and waterfowl that we've got on the lake, and I mean... deer and stuff like that. But yeah, the number of winter users we get, it's actually really good. Like you said, the fishermen and stuff like that. We get a lot of people out here year-round. It's nice.
Get back and get connected. You know, we have high-definition televisions and computers and iPads and iPhones and this phone and that. Everything is screaming at us in life these days. Isn't it nice to just kind of get away and get in touch again?
That's what I like seeing, is especially families coming out here and getting the kids out of the house for a little bit and walking the trails, being on the playground, playing volleyball or basketball or something like that. And I mean, just getting out here into nature. I mean, we occasionally do little interpretive things for people, let them know what's going on, stuff like that. But yeah, it's that's part of our hope, is just to get people out and to relax. I mean, it's hard to really calm down and relax if, like you said, if you got your phone on you all the time and the computer and stuff like that. So
yeah, you make some new friends by walking a couple of campsites down and visiting with folks instead of just texting them real quick.
That's very interesting. I mean, like I said, we get people from all over the United States and all over the world too, and just meeting some of these people, it can be a lot of fun, and you can learn a lot of stuff too about different areas and different people.
Absolutely. Lake Anita, still in great shape and getting ready for the season. Josh, thanks so much for your time. Good luck. Hope you have a lot of activity there this year.
I do too. I appreciate it.